When an idea is presented, it can be looked at narrowly or with a wider lens. This past week, New Jersey State Senator Nicholas Kateri introduced legislation which would legalize marijuana in the state for what they call recreational use. Those who take a narrow view promote the idea for the revenue it would create for New Jersey and the load it would take off the state's justice system. Those who look at the issue more broadly, they raise their concerns about addiction and safety risks. So there's among other elements. Our first guest today joins us to discuss this debate and the potential of this proposal. He is the founder of Doctors for Cannabis Regulation, which is a member group of New Jersey United for Marijuana Reform, Dr. David Nathan. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And a couple of websites, which we have linked over to our page, for Doctors for Cannabis Regulation. It is dfcr.org, and for New Jersey United for Marijuana Reform, it's njumr.org. So when you look at the proposed legislation with separate recreational marijuana program in the state, legalizing individual possession for people over 21. Key point there: to 1 ounce of marijuana, 16 ounces of products infused with the drug in solid form, 72 ounces in liquid, 7 grams of concentrate. Create a division of marijuana enforcement within the state law Department of Law and Public Safety. Decriminalize possession of up to 50 grams immediately, limiting fines, and set up an escalating sales tax on the drug starting at 7%. Going up to a maximum of 25, prohibit growing at home. When you look at those at least initial bullet points, what is your reaction as a member of the organizations which you are both a head of and part of?
I would say that for the most part, Senator Scutari's suggestions and proposals within the bill are all very sound, and certainly to the degree to which we have differences as to the specifics of his legislation, they're far outweighed by the necessity of ending the prohibition on cannabis as we see it. As for what you just described, just as a simple example of a way in which we may differ from Senator Scutari's proposal, we, both at DFCR and at NJUMR, believe that it's impractical and unnecessary to prevent consenting adults from having the right to grow a small number of cannabis plants at home if they should choose to do so. It's sort of along the lines of people being allowed to brew their own beer at home. It's almost impossible to stop people from doing that. The whole point of legalization is to stop criminalizing what is essentially consensual behavior on the part of adults, and we believe that even as a civil liberties issue, it is important that home grow be allowed.
Yeah, don't forget, Doctor, we also live in a state where you can't bake cookies at home and sell them at your church bazaar unless you have a state-approved kitchen, which I think on the average costs about $14,000.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's along those lines, I would say.
So over-regulating is not a foreign territory in this state.
Exactly. Yeah, I would say in this case, I would have to agree with what you're saying, yeah.
And I refer to Dr. Nathan as doctor. You are a psychiatrist, correct?
I'm a psychiatrist. I'm an associate clinical associate professor at Robert Wood Johnson Medical School, and I'm also very involved in physician education.
I bring that up for the following question, because those who are against this idea bring up the idea, the belief and studies to varying degrees that, A, marijuana is a gateway drug, and marijuana addiction can lead to, as we've seen in reports recently, an increase in what's called driving while drugged, and creates a safety hazard. How do you respond to those counters to this proposal?
Sure. Two very important points with different answers. You know, as far as being a gateway drug, there is no evidence supporting any causal link between the use of marijuana and the later use of harder drugs. And as far as there being a correlation, there's actually a better correlation with the legal drug alcohol than there is with marijuana. So the gateway hypothesis is essentially a myth, because there is nothing to support it. Now, people on the other side would point out that there's nothing to refute it, but that's trying to prove that a connection isn't causal, and that's almost impossible in the scientific world.
And with the idea that the marijuana use would become a safety hazard more specifically on the road through the increase we've seen in driving while right. drugged?
Well, so first of all, the legalization of marijuana does not legalize driving while drugged. And so what's illegal now will remain illegal under an illegalized environment. But we should also put it in perspective. Whereas alcohol intoxication increases one's risk of accident by something like 13-fold, your risk is 13 times higher for having an accident if you're intoxicated with alcohol. With marijuana, it's more like 2- to 3-fold, which is still a risk and still is something that we're not condoning for people who are smoking and then driving. But it's a much lower risk. And what you see in the legalized states is, while predictably the number of people who test positive for marijuana, the number of adults who test positive for marijuana while driving is higher, and that's because any marijuana use within a recent period of time will show up in a blood or urine test. It is not the case that those people were necessarily using marijuana immediately before driving. And what you're also seeing is a decrease in drunk driving in the states with legalized marijuana. And even if you just step back and look at the general picture, the number of motor vehicle accidents in legalized states continues to fall. You know, the number of accidents falls around the country because car safety is getting better. But the number of accidents is going down and the number of fatal accidents is going down. So this idea that legalizing marijuana is going to lead to chaos on the streets and fatalities in motor vehicle accidents simply isn't borne out by the evidence.
Dr. David Nathan, who is the founder of Doctors for Cannabis Regulation, that's a member group of New Jersey United for Marijuana Reform. The respective websites, dfcr.org and njumr.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And in your professional experience, have you counseled or treated anyone who took marijuana use too far?
Absolutely. And that's something that that is really sometimes treated as a binary issue. Either marijuana is terribly harmful and therefore must be against the law, or it's completely benign and therefore should have no regulation. Of course, truth tends to be messy. And in this case, it is the case that there are a small number of adult users who can be harmed by the use of marijuana, either because of their tendency to become dependent on it, which then, you know, dependence on any kind of substance is a bad thing. But let's put it in perspective. The addiction rate for adults with marijuana is something like 9%. We might dispute that figure a little, but it's to the right order of magnitude. That's about the same as caffeine. It's not to say that caffeine has the same effect as alcohol, but it does have about the same rate of dependence. And it's about as hard to kick marijuana as it is to kick caffeine. The difference being that people who are using marijuana and can't stop, it's generally affecting their lives in more serious ways. Now, have I seen it happen often? Absolutely not. The reason I got into this was not because I'm promoting the use of marijuana. It's because I've seen so many lives ruined by marijuana, not by the use of the drug, but by a justice system that uses a sledgehammer to try to kill a weed. It doesn't work, and it tends to harm people more than the use of the drug itself.
Well, haven't we seen that maybe start to turn around, too, at least here in New Jersey, where treatment rather than incarceration is becoming a program pushed by the governor's office, and certainly with PSA campaigns we start to see in that organization that sprung up from this idea, where later versus sooner to be sure, but they're seeing that, well, incarceration does not provide a positive ending for someone who is either at the point of addiction or headed toward that point.
That's exactly correct. And it's not marijuana addiction that is leading to the deaths of so many people in the United States from drugs. It's opioids. And what we find is in states that legalize even the medical use of marijuana, let alone the full use for, you know, for any consenting adult, the states with legalized medical marijuana see a 25% decrease in opioid overdose rates. And what that means is in a country where you have about 33,000 deaths a year now, everybody knows somebody who has died from an opioid overdose. If you could reduce that number by 33%, that is thousands of lives saved every year. And that is saved, and that happens as a result of legalizing a drug that itself cannot cause a fatal overdose.
It is no doubt going to be an interesting debate, and some would say in light of the way the other states have put this into practice, it might be in New Jersey's future sooner versus later. So to keep an eye on this and to learn more about the ideas behind this proposal to legalize marijuana in New Jersey, you can visit the website for New Jersey United for Marijuana Reform at njumr.org, as well as Doctors for Cannabis Regulation, which is dfcr.org. We've been joined by their founder, Dr. David Nathan. Doctor, thanks so much for your insight onto this issue, and thanks for being here today.
And thanks so much for having me.